Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch. Today's episode is actually part two of a special edition episode. So if you have not listened to episode 35, make sure to go back and listen to that now before you listen to this episode. In this episode, I share with you one of my very special Ouroboros masterclasses. A little different to the rest of the episodes, but I'm super excited for you to get a glimpse into what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's wrap this thing up. Here's part two of the special edition episode. This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world. Hello, hello. Here is Michelle.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Catherine. A little softer, a little kinder, gentler second half of the webinar.
Yeah, please. That would be nice.
So we will dive back in. It was really great to have Sean here. I think for those of you, especially those of you that are first timers, good little insight into what it actually looks like to be in Leah Land. behind the scenes footage, real life footage of what it means. So yeah, I was super happy to have Michelle here. And obviously, you know, none of this was planned. I kind of was like literally a few hours ago, was just like, oh, hey, you want to be on my webinar tonight?
Over lobster in the back.
Yeah, over lobster. We had an amazing fresh caught lobster dinner tonight. But Michelle is a dear friend. She's a business partner, and she's also an Ouroboros alumni.
I am the first
from the first round.
The first round, round one.
Yeah. So Hannah is actually on here, and she was talking about the London VIP day, and I was like, actually where we met for the first time in September of last year. That we had worked together for about a year.
Yeah.
That was where we met for the first time in London last September. It's only been a year. Can you believe that?
I feel like we've known each other many lives, though.
We have.
Yeah.
We have, for
definitely.
Sure. Definitely. So, you know, I love having Michelle here because, I mean, one, she's my business partner in the Immortal Alchemy side of my business, mm-hmm. of our business. And so we do a lot of work together, but it really wouldn't have even been possible if Michelle hadn't signed up for Ouroboros. And I think it was kind of crazy because it's like, you're not really the type that signs up for
I don't do shit.
And she was like, signed up, she was like, I don't even know how I ended up on your mailing list.
Yeah,
I know. There was like some email that I sent that got her, and I was writing all my own emails back then, by the way.
I think it was rude.
Whatever. It was probably rude.
Whatever it was that got me, I was just like, she's rude. I like her. She's authentic. You know, I really can't stand. I think you have to, when you step into this kind of work, come with your whole ass authentic self, regardless of if it's offending to some people or not, because the people that you think are going to be offended might be the people that love your ass.
Word. Mm-hmm. So I sent her an email. She signed up for Ouroboros.
She bugged me, though. I remember that. She fucking bugged me. I was like, yo, think I'm going to do Ouroboros. Then the day later, she was like, so you're doing it or what? I was just like, who the fuck is this bitch talking to? But I signed up.
You did sign up.
I did.
And then what happened?
It was awesome. It was life-changing. Leah hates to take things in. When you tell her, thank you for shit, she's like, shut up. she hates it. because that's her constitution, her elemental constitution. But you literally changed my life, yo. She did. She literally changed my life. Like, I mean, life was good. It was good before. You know, I've always worked my ass off. I've always been a go-getter. I've always never really settled for the identity that society tells us is possible or the constructs that we have to live in. But doing Ouroboros literally changed my whole entire life. It just gave me a whole new perspective and sovereignty, I think. It's the word, right? Sovereignty and ownership and agency. And realize that you don't have to be on the struggle bus to life. You don't, it doesn't have to be hard work. Life gets to be awesome and you get to love what you do and you get to make money from it just loving what you do and making the intention to show up.
Look, she's wearing the Ouroboros round one mala bracelet right now.
Yes, I am. I don't go anywhere without it. It's like my lucky charm. It makes
she's got
money.
The Lionsgate portal bracelet on. This is her new one that she just got here. Yeah. We just both got ours delivered here.
Yeah.
And then she's got her Ouroboros round one. So I do exclusive mala bracelets for all of my programs. Yeah. So that's the round one Ouroboros bracelet.
This is the round one. It doesn't go anywhere without me.
So Alexis is on here and she said, I remember when you announced in Ouroboros that you were doing the Cloud Gate.
I know, Alexis.
So Alexis is an alumni from round one as well.
Crazy. That was crazy. So yeah, basically I was just a boring, well, not boring because I don't want to offend any of the doctors on here, but I was just living a very academic life. And I had settled for that part of my life where I was like, I'm an intellectual and I'm an academic. I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine. I live in the treatment room, you know, multiple hours
or the lecture hall
like, you know how many hours I was putting in the treatment room. My clinical schedule was crazy, and as much as I loved what I do and I still love clinical practice, it was killing me. I was going home fucking exhausted and always feeling like this has to not be it, you know, even though I was doing what I loved, crazy enough. And it was Ouroboros that kind of expanded my perception of being a limitless human being, as we all are. And like I said, sovereignty and agency and living fully in my consciousness as it comes through me and being able to do all the things, because you can do all the things and there really is no excuse, but you just need some kind of structure of discipline to inspire that out of you. You know, just inspire your sovereignty, inspire your agency, whatever that looks like for you. And I think what happens with a lot of programs, Leah said that I don't do a lot of programs, it's because I don't think that they do that. I don't feel like you get that inspiration to be whoever the hell you are and to nurture who you are rather than nurture the ideals of, you know,
the facilitator.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, it was life-changing. My life has completely changed and it's only getting better. And I'm so damn excited, honestly.
So we were just chatting outside and we were talking about why this work right now, like why.
And we were talking about getting off your mama's titty.
I may or may not have said it's time for them to get off their mama's teat.
She did. I don't know why. Listen, she knows that when she brings me on here, it's just like, it's B-roll, yo.
So, yeah. So we were talking about why now, like why this is so vitally important right now.
I mean,
you had some good words of wisdom.
Yeah, because I feel like everything that's going on in the world right now is a heightened experience of how much control is held over us in the matrix, you know, in all aspects of our lives. This is what you should look like. This is what you should do. You know, I mean, we go to school and people pick what like 15 subjects in the out of all of the whole propensity of the universe that you could study to go and do that in school, because that is what society requires you to do. And, yeah, there's just a real feel of being squeezed and contracted into fear and the herd right now. And there is no better time to break free of those shackles. And there's no reason why. You know, there's no reason why, because now is the time when we start changing the consciousness of the planet entirely. It's always in these times of massive change, you know, the universe has always done this. There's always been the evolution of humanity, of the world, or whatever, where we get a chance to expand and raise human consciousness. And this is one of those times. And you need to be about it, people. You need to be about it. And it takes hard work. It takes discipline. But you know what? It gets to be fun. It gets to be so fun. So it's really an opportunity. And we always go through these cycles. It's just like the world goes through these environmental cycles. You know, it changes heat. Lands get more apart. Like, there's earthquakes. Things change. Things change every single day, like with every breath. And it's always an opportunity to change with it. But when you're continuously kind of bred or herded into a society that teaches you that change is scary, you know, and it gets to be, it's horrible. And there has to be this horrible period of descent and process.
Don't get us started, yo.
Then, you know, we have to rise above that. And there's no reason why. You can do it. You can do it. My life has changed. I can't even tell you. The past 12 months of my life is completely different, and I'm so excited for every single fucking day.
Yeah.
It just
And
gets
I think
better.
That's important too to talk about, because I do not believe that even in deconstructive process we have to annihilate ourselves. And Ouroboros is serious work. Like, it is not to be taken lightly.
Oh my God.
Like, it's going to show you shit that you didn't want to see. You're going to have to look at stuff you didn't want to see. But I do not believe that you have to fall apart to expand and grow.
No.
And I hold that certainty in my containers. And so you don't see my clients on the other side of Ouroboros becoming a fucking wreck and a mess and having to pick up the pieces of their life.
No.
Now, do things fall away?
The things you don't fucking need.
Things fall away. Yeah. Major things fall away.
Yeah. But things you don't need. And that's part of our human kind of nature, right? It's we're hoarders. We're life hoarders. We're comfort eaters for life. We comfort eat life, like, all the damn time, when really you just need to change the menu. And you can, just like you go to a restaurant and you eat the same damn food every time you go to the same restaurant. And then one day you're like, you know what? I'm not going to have pad thai today. I'm going to have a red curry. And it really does get to be that simple. You may have to acclimatize to the taste. You know, your digestion may act a little different, but it's a whole different experience weighing on the other side.
So what would you say the biggest shift for you was in Ouroboros?
I mean, I can't pinpoint one. It was all of the things, not just that. All of the things, from spiritually, emotionally, physically. I became, my limits dropped away. Like, I really had this identity, especially when I was in the treatment room all day, and you know. And actually, when Leah was in London, she came and had a treatment with me and was just like, you're an amazing practitioner, but why are you in the treatment room? Like, why? So I think the biggest thing for me was my vision expanded. It's like I had on some rose-tinted glasses to what my competency was, or what my skill set allowed me to do, following the paths that are so neatly laid out on the yellow brick road of society, you know. And I started taking the back routes, and it was awesome. So my vision totally expanded, which then allowed me to expand and allowed my capacity to expand. My money story completely disintegrated and changed, like, before Ouroboros even finished. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have to do this program. And then there's a period of change. I did the program and it was changing rapidly, like rapidly, because I'm a geek, you know, I do the things. And you have to do the things. Like, Ouroboros is not a joke, it's hard work, you know. But when you dedicate to anything, just like I dedicated all those years to education, you dedicate, you know, this time to do the work and to change really inbuilt patterns. And it starts changing exponentially, immediately, because that is the way consciousness works. Consciousness doesn't run through us for life to be difficult. We make it difficult.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get to be difficult. It gets to be awesome. Do the thing right now.
So yeah, I mean, I think your journey's super interesting. Like, I love actually hearing the story, even though I know the story and I've heard the story, but I love hearing the story because I think for you, you did actually show up in the and do the work. You yeah. did actually commit to the process.
Yeah.
And in committing to the process, you just came in and were like, I'm no longer willing to be controlled and play no. small.
Hell no.
And you were just like, all right, so that's it. Like, there's much more available for me. And now you're doing pop-up clinics all over the world.
Yeah, totally. And that's just my clinical. Now I have online clients all over the world because I realized that my expansive knowledge doesn't need to be that I'm stuck in the treatment room. So I've taken that and even deconstructed that, because also we live in a system where academia or intellect is meant for the people in the room. And that's selfish as fuck. Especially when you're dealing with like stuff that I deal with, like five element philosophy, ancient medicine, you know, that has been around for thousands and thousands of years that people did not have to sit in the struggle classroom for. You know, this is not elitist. This should be shared. This is the stuff that changes the world and rapidly changes people's integrity of self. So now I have clients all over the world. I teach my own containers, my own groups. I get to create with you, which is always hilarious, by the way.
And amazing.
And yeah, and I still get to treat and I get to do all the things. And it's every day just holding the knowledge and the dimensions of Ouroboros is still opening up new paradigms of possibility to me. It's like a continuous stream of inspiration.
And this is why you actually see so many alumni coming back round after round.
Yeah.
Because it's just,
I'm coming back.
Yeah. It's just another layer and yeah. another layer and another layer.
Yeah.
And there's always another layer to peel back. Yeah. Because as you're growing and expanding, you're recognizing and realizing these places where you're still playing small.
Oh, all the time. Even now.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a really amazing journaling practice at the moment. It's really calling in a lot of amazing things. And journaling is amazing, by the way, which we do in Ouroboros, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of journaling in Ouroboros, and it's magical. You're literally casting spells onto paper that manifest. My journaling is manifesting, like, instantly. Instantly. That's not even juju, right? That's the truth. I could go and journal, like, I've got a 40-day journal practice at the moment, which I'm really dedicated to. I would have never had that without Ouroboros. And this is one of the tools that you get. Like, you get these tools and the ability to know how to do these things for yourself and what your capacity is. And your capacity is limitless. Limitless. You are consciousness expressing itself in all these different ways. You are limitless possibility. You are. And don't ever believe that your story or your narrative is that, because it's not.
So what's the, you know, I mean, I guess if there was going to be a hard sell part of this webinar, it's going to be now. But I do want to know, like, what do you believe the consequences of not doing this work right now?
I mean,
like, right now, at this time on the planet, right now, where humanity is, where humanity stands right now, like, what is the consequence of not doing this program, of not doing this work
right
now?
There's so many. There's too many for me to even say. The consequences are that, one, you lose all courage, because we're built in a paradigm of fear, right? We're in a fear culture right now. And fear kind of disables your ability to be brave, because I'm going to go into five element theory now. Sorry, guys. But fear, you know, arises from the kidneys and the bladder. It's like the water element. And when you express it or you allow it to become a pathology in your life, it starts disabling your will, your courage, your bravery, your ability to return to origin, you know, the origin of self. So, I mean, that is huge. That's huge. We have to break the fear cycle. I really feel like the planet's falling apart right now in its current state. And it is. And I know it sounds dramatic, but it really is. We're so easily controlled. People are scared to speak their truth for the sake of getting stoned, you know, on the internet. Right? It's like you're getting stoned. It's like you can't be who you are because of the greater, you know, social implementation. And that is some bullshit. It's some bullshit. And right now we need this work more than ever. We need woke human beings who are in their sovereignty, who are in their agency, who are breaking, especially the money story that we have been sold, because the money story is what keeps people in cages, right? It keeps you on the farm, basically. It keeps you in the struggle. And it's the one thing that we are taught that is integral to everybody's story that keeps us small. And it's just bullshit, to be honest. It's some bullshit. And if you want to be part of the change, if you want to move into the new paradigm of consciousness, which evidently the planet is giving us an opportunity to do, right?
Yeah.
Because we can look at what's going on as, you know, oh my God, it's so bad. But actually, it's just Tantra illuminated. It's just the Tantra of consciousness being like, okay.
And we're not talking about Neo-Tantra.
We're not talking about Neo-Tantra. It's the Tantra of the universe, you know, saying, you know, there is no good or bad, but what there is when these things come up and they inspire uncomfortable feelings within us is that it's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity to raise consciousness. It's an opportunity to spread, you know, your thread of divinity into areas of your life that you thought were, you know, we're completely off limits, but it's now's the time or no time at all. Because if you don't do this now, especially in the time we're in, I mean, mental health as well is a thing at the moment. It's huge, you know, and I think we can all say we all struggled with mental health in some capacity, but this work really alleviates you from the burden of yourself, you know, and it puts you back in the integrity of what you are, which is pure, unlimited godliness.
And I think especially now as we're locking down again, which likely the entire Northern Hemisphere is gonna lock down again.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is like, those are the projections. That's really what it's looking like.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity right now to take advantage of this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you that this year was the best year of my life. And it was because of a series of choices that I made.
Yeah.
And it was a series of choices that I made a couple of years ago to do this work.
Yeah.
To really deconstruct this programming, to really decide that I was no longer willing to be controlled by money, that I was no longer willing to be controlled by a global financial agenda.
Exactly.
That was only interested in me as a commodity.
Yeah.
I wanted to take my power back, and I worked really hard at doing that. I made those choices to do that.
You work really hard every day.
I still do this work. I mean, like, this is by the way, there is no magic pill here. No. There is no, you take the pill and then all of a sudden you're free. No, wealth consciousness work is forever work.
Exactly. And they're just like the struggle.
Yeah.
People do the struggle forever. Like, you hold on to your struggle like it's your panties. You're like, get up in the morning, you're like, just going to put my struggle on, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which color struggle I'm going to put on today? Yeah. Like, no. You know, you have to integrate this kind of work in your day, but it gets to be so good.
Yeah.
It gets to be so good, you know?
So we've got an opportunity right now. Like, each and every one of you that's watching this, you have an opportunity as we move back into environments where they're going to be trying to control us and going to be trying to activate us with this fear propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, you've got an opportunity now to say, nope, for the next 4 months of my life, I'm actually going to focus on pulling away from this. I'm actually going to focus on deconstructing from this. I'm actually going to focus on shutting down all of my electrical outlets that all the global financial elite are plugging into, right? Yeah. Like, I'm done. I'm done being controlled. I'm done being manipulated.
Yep.
Like, I am going to end my year and enter into 2021, really actually manifesting the thing that I desire and deconstructing all this bullshit that's been keeping me stuck in slavery my whole entire life.
Yeah. But it gets to happen now.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're like on the thing saying, oh my God, I don't know whether to do it because how long is it going to take? If you invest in yourself, I mean, the one thing that I would say about this, aside from all of it, is that it's fucking magic.
Even talked about that part.
We haven't even spoken about
this.
This
is the part we were just saying the other day. We were talking about this, and I was saying, this is the part that's actually so hard to talk about and explain, is this part.
It's the magic part. It is magic, because magic is real. And I think the most immense thing about it is the unveiling of that, the unveiling of how much magic you actually are and how much power you hold over your own life in your words, with your intention. This taught me about the power of intention, yo. I think that was the biggest thing. It's like you get to make an intention, any intention that you want. It could be crazy to you, but it's only crazy to your kind of, your humaning, your human self. But it's not. You can literally do and manifest anything. Like I told you, my journaling practice. Leah, this, I know what it was. Before I did Ouroboros, oh my God, I remember now. Before I did Ouroboros, I did the boss.
If you're not journaling like a boss witch, you're probably a broke bitch.
I did. If you're not journaling like a boss witch, you're probably a broke bitch. I saw that. As soon as I saw that, that title, I was like, I love her. She doesn't give a damn. I'm doing the thing. Right. And basically it taught me my journaling practice. And then it became illuminated through Ouroboros. And I'm literally casting spells. I kid you not. I am magic as fuck.
It's true. And I think this is the part. I mean, yeah. Ouroboros is, we work multidimensionally.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And there's a part of that that is quite woo, but there's also a part of that that's very scientific.
What is woo though?
Science.
Yeah. It's the original science, you know?
So yeah, I mean, I think it's, and that is it. Like that, what Trisha just said is, it's incredible how much has changed for me in the short time I've been in your programs. Do the thing, peeps. You can't afford not to. That's the thing. Can you actually afford not to break free from this programming and conditioning? Can you actually afford to go into another year, another lockdown, another period of time where your financial stability and security is in the hands of a government or a financial institution or a...
And it doesn't get to be. Can I just speak on the lockdown for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another thing. Like, even the paradigm... I mean, I have children who are in the UK right now being looked after by their father because I chose to come and expand and to do all the things. I chose to come out here and decide that I'm going to look for houses, that I'm going to sit down and work my ass off every day, me and Leah are creating, you know, so I can provide them with a different opportunity. And the UK is just locked down. And instead of running back there, my family was like, what are you doing? Stay there and change the world, you know, change it for all of us, make a difference. So I am not attached to the slavery story of where I should be and what I should be doing. This is why we have iPhones. You know, and actually from here, I'm not even flying back to London. I'm flying to Miami to go and do a pop-up clinic and create. Meanwhile, everybody's like, oh my God, you need to come home. We're in lockdown. I'm like, listen, I get to do whatever I need to do.
Because
to
you create, have choices.
Because I have choices to create a better opportunity for my family, which is unveiling itself exponentially right now. And me and all of my children are moving to Bali. Where I get to live my best life on the planet, on the island of the gods, you know, creating the life that I always dreamed that I could have. And it's unveiling itself right now. It's happening right before my eyes. And a year ago, my life was nothing like this. A year ago, I was pulling 15 hours a day in the clinic, treating like up to 20 patients a day. You know, and yes, I love it. And it's definitely my purpose work, but going home tired, you know, thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do my patient planning and get up and go to clinic in the morning? You know, and it just doesn't get to look like that. It gets to look like whatever you want it to look like. And it has to look like that now, right now.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality.
This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So I really want to know, like, I mean, first of all, how many people have already said yes? Like, how many people are already all in? Like, how many people are like, I've already said yes to Ouroboros. Just signed up. Amazing. Me, I'm back for round two. I'm in. Yes, I'm signing up. Yes, I'm in. Yes, I'm in all VIP. Oh my God. Let's talk about VIP for a minute. I haven't even talked about VIP.
I'm in VIP.
You're in VIP. Yes. She's back in VIP. Okay. Listen, guys, this is important because I have so much on right now. Michelle and I are starting an epic empire and I don't have the ability to do all of the one-on-one clearing. So I had to put a limit on how many VIPs I could take, how many people I could do personal clearing for. So if you are an alumni, you can still get in on VIP. But if you're a first timer, there are only four VIP spots left. That VIP gives you your one-on-one clearing, two one-on-one clears with me personally. Otherwise, you go with my Wealth Alchemy apprentices who are epic and amazing. Yeah. But if you want them with me, VIP is where it's at because you get that one-on-one time with me. But you also get, if you join VIP, you get a special 4-hour wealth intensive with alumni VIP plus the new people. So it's basically a VIP day that is going to be completely centered around alchemizing your wealth story. So that's 4 hours in that. Mm-hmm. And you also get what else do they get? VIP alumni get an alumni only clear.
I know.
They get an advanced alumni only clear. They get, and everyone gets a special wealth activation. So you get to see me in my full wooness wealth code activating.
Pretty woo, yo.
Wealth code activating galactic transmissions. That's part of VIP as well. So those spots are really limited. So if you know that you want those spots, like you've got to jump on that now. Like you've literally got to jump on that now. So FYI, there's amazing payment plans, you guys. I love payment plans. I give you a year to pay this thing off. That's how much I believe in this work.
A year now?
It's a year. Jesus. It's a year payment plan.
And also, can I just say something on that? If you are like, oh my God, where am I going to get the money from? Just manifest 2 months payments. I'm telling you, it's not, I am not sitting here because Leah's my bestie. She is. But I'm not shitting you. This shit is so magic. Like you just find a payment plan and instantly stuff starts happening.
And I think there's people that are saying that we're on earlier that we're saying stuff's already shifting.
It does.
Like it's already happening. But yeah, so it's $3,333 for the full program,
which is ridiculous.
And
by the way,
yeah, so there's a 12-month payment plan for that. If you want VIP and you want those one-on-one clears with me and you want all of those extras, it's $5,555. And again, there's a 12-month payment plan.
I mean,
so Hannah's like, I've been on the fence for so many rounds. I think I came for this time. Yeah, I don't even know why you're not in there yet. What is even happening in your life? You should have been in there last year.
This is the only.
This is your round.
Like, yeah,
I did it. It worked for me. The day I signed up, I received 3 unexpected checks. Came in the mail the next day, paying for half of the program. Ouroboros was the first program I made a decision to do while trusting the divine guidance, and it just worked and continues to work, and I'm always taken care of by the divine. Anya, yes, Anya's back for VIP. It's not the money, it's the time commitment. Ooh, that's an interesting one. You want to speak to that?
But it gets to be whenever, even if you don't make the live calls. My time was crazy. I wasn't always on the calls, ever, because I was a clinic 24 hours a day. But you get to come back and do it, and you're still held in the container. Your still energy is still held in the container when the calls are live. And then you get to go back and do it and experiencing it for yourself in your own time, you know? So time really isn't.
I mean, that obviously you have to commit. You have to commit and be ready to show up and do the work. But one of the beautiful things about the work that we do in Ouroboros is that we are working in the quantum realm. Yeah. And so once you've signed up and once your energy's in that container, it's considered in all of the group clearing that we do. And so that's what Michelle's saying. Like, if you can't make a live call, you can come back and do the clearing on your own, and you're still getting a full benefit of it. And in most cases, you're already clearing before you come back and do the clearing. So can you speak to how this can influence your children and others hurting in your family? Have you seen an impact with your kids?
It changed everything. It changed everything because I changed, you know, I changed. So then everything else changed because we are just a reflection of the closest energy around us. We reverberate, especially as mothers, into our children, into our parents, into all the fields around us. You know, I don't think we really take into consideration how much energy is currency. It is currency as well. So when your energetics change, which they do immediately, then everything around you starts to vibrate at a different frequency.
Well, literally. And I think it's important to talk about, we literally are doing ancestral, generational work around money, wealth, and currency. So we're looking in 8 branches of your family tree, 20 generations back in each branch of your family tree, which literally not only affects you and your children, but all of the other remaining living members of those family lines as well.
Yeah.
So I've had people be like, my brother's never had a job in his whole entire life. He just got a job. He's doing great. He's stable. Like we've seen so many things ripple out into families as a result of doing this work.
Yeah, totally.
Trisha says she's totally seen a change in her children. It's amazing. So,
anything else you want to add? Just do the thing, people. Make it happen. Make it happen for you. Make you happen.
Yeah.
Period.
Sovereignty.
Yes. Sovereignty and agency. The two most important things that you can give to the planet right now in any aspect of self. Lose the fear and step into sovereignty.
Okay. You can ask one more question. What shift made the wealth become physical for you?
I don't really know. Can you make that a bit clearer, please? Make that question a bit clearer. But when my vision expanded and I decided that I didn't actually have limits and I made intention to do the things, then the wealth became immediately apparent. You know, it became apparent with intention. And intention, I think we don't give enough credit for. Intention is humanity's superpower. You know, you can make all the intention you like. It's like you get to choose if you're going to be pissed off in the day. You get to choose all of the things. And if you streamline and manifest your intention with clarity and clearly, then you soon realize the magic that you are. So learn the power of intention. Give yourself intention, have an intention practice, practice it in the day, you know, but when you make intention clearly and you feel it with every cell in your body that it is so, so be it, abracadabra, literally.
Bitches.
Abracadabra, bitches. That is you. It's so funny in like, in historical like texts and stuff, you hear these words, but that actually pertains to your power of self. You know, intention is everything. And intention is right now the one thing that's being stripped bare from everybody.
Yep.
The ability to make your own intention, you know, to be filled with somebody else's intention. But when you make clear intention, everything manifests for you, you know?
Yeah.
And also that to be of service each day. Don't be scared to make intention for your damn self. Okay? Because this is another thing. I know that you feel the same way. But this is another thing. Like, it's okay to be selfish because you are just a ripple of the ocean. You are still the whole ocean. So if you don't focus on yourself and you start making crazy intentions for the whole of humanity, then you're not going to get shit. Make intention for your drop of the ocean to create waves in the whole ocean. It's okay to do that because unless you change self, you know, you're not going to be able to do anything for anybody in realistics. You know, it's okay. And that's another part of like the slavery consciousness, right? And the programming is that you don't get to make intention to have the things that you want in your life or do for you because, you know, and even as a mother, it's like you must be a martyr, you know, a mother martyr. Like we have all of these different programs that we need to kind of unpick in order to make real changes in the world, but it starts with you. It has to start with you. It can't start outside of you.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well,
am I liberated?
You are liberated.
Thank you very much. Bye. Enjoy. Do the things.
Okay. So here we are. I want to give you exactly what it is that you came here for, what you're desiring in this last few minutes. We've talked about a lot. We've covered a lot in this 2.5 hours that we've spent together. Can the newbies hear some about the emotional resonance clearing that you mentioned in the email, please? Yes. So Michelle actually should probably come back over for that.
I think that we should do a money clear using ERC. How exciting. Tell them about the ERC.
So let's tell them about ERC.
This is a labor of love.
Yes, a labor of love. So we are, I'm an advanced emotional clearing practitioner and Michelle is a all the things, but
I'm a doctor of Chinese medicine and five element theory.
So five element theory has completely changed my life. And so in the first round of Ouroboros, we actually used a different emotional clearing modality that I'm an advanced practitioner of, the spiral, which many of you know about, which I love. I actually have Dane Thomas on my podcast. But five element theory really changed my life. And as I was diving into the spiral and really trying to wrap my head around why and how things worked, because emotional clearing just fucking works. Mm-hmm. One of the things that seemed like this big missing part to me was that there wasn't a whole lot of explanation and work inside the elements.
Yeah.
And though we were clearing from on an elemental basis, we weren't really talking about what was happening in the elements. And it seemed like something was really missing there.
Yeah.
And so then I started working with Michelle. And when Michelle and I started working together, we actually were working in a trade situation because I was like, I want what you have. And I think you need what I have, yes. Which is basically what I said to her.
She did say that.
And so I was like, come join my mastermind, my high-end mastermind. And I want to work with you one-on-one in five element theory.
Yeah.
And so we did a trade. And five element theory fucking changed my life.
So exciting.
And so we were a few months into five element theory, yeah. And I will never forget this day because it's a lot. Like it's a lot. I mean, literally it's a 4,000 plus year old philosophy and wisdom.
Yeah.
And you could study your whole life and not know all the things.
I still study now.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I was just beginning to have these things drop into my mind. Like I was beginning to understand how it all worked and how it went together. And it was literally a day of divine guidance. I was on my bed and all of a sudden I started like scratching out all these notes and laying out all these papers. And I'm sure I sent a picture to you.
You did.
Literally my bed. And I had this huge bed at the time, like huge, like bigger than a California king. And I had notes and papers strewn out all over the bed. And it was like,
yeah, it was crazy.
I was just like, this goes to this. I'm like, what's going on here? Da, da, da. And I called Michelle and I was like, we have a modality here.
We have a modality. Yeah.
And so I sort of spent the day like channeling through what it was. And then ever since then, we've been
creating
and working really hard on this incredible, incredible modality that is called emotional resonance clearing. And so I used emotional resonance clearing exclusively in the last round of Ouroboros. So we did no other clearing except emotional resonance clearing, which is based in five element theory. And is very heavily weighted in the elements. And why is that so important?
I mean, oh my God. One, the elements exist. They're the building blocks to the universe, as are you. The elements exist within you. They control all of the seasons as you, as the seasons work, you know, your internal seasons and the external seasons. They piece together pathology between emotions and organ systems. So basically the autonomic nervous system creates emotions from certain organ groups. So grouping together different emotions, different physical pathologies that manifest in different organ groups within different elements in the body and why. It's life-changing. It can, I mean, it does all the things. You can find out why you have a chronic illness that you've always had without knowing why, you know, because you've been treating the symptom, and just go to five element theory and you will find the answer there within the elements, within the organ systems, within the emotional paradigms of it. It's life changingly awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it is a blend of kinesiology and emotional clearing and very, very heavily focused in the elements.
Yeah.
So I think we will do a collective clear around money. We are going to do money. That's what's testing strong for the collective. So we will do a collective clear for all of the people that signed up for this masterclass. So any of you that are here catching the replay, your energy will be considered in this clear. And we will do that because we will assume that your signing up for this masterclass and registering for this masterclass is your energetic opting in to being concerned in this clear. And yes, we will get Kit too. So we will clear money and we'll see what comes up.
You're going to use a sexy sheet.
You want to hold the acupressure sheet? So we just got our sheets today.
Oh my God.
We've been working on these for so long and we've been working off of these like tattered printed out sheets, and I've made, this is version 10, I think, of the sheets.
Literally.
I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And so we finally got our actual printed clearing sheets back today.
Sheets.
And so we're super excited to use
them. This is what Ouroboros does.
Yeah.
People.
This is literally, right?
This is Ouroboros.
So Ouroboros like we stepped into this whole new level of our business.
Yeah. And now we're training practitioners.
Our two sold out practitioner
trainings.
And now selling
March practitioner training.
Yeah. An incredible, incredible caliber of practitioners. Next level.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to do a money clear for everybody who is registered for this webinar. And we are first going to go into the fire, earth, metal element. Our favorite, because we're both metal constitutions. So we're in the large intestine. So the points that you're going to be rubbing are here in this fatty part of the hand. Most people are familiar with this. This is that place. Well, I don't know if everybody's mom did this. My mom was a hippie. So when I was little and I had headaches, she would squeeze my hand right here.
Yeah. Because it pulls chi down from the head.
So this, I guess she was right, but it didn't ever seem to help. Now Michelle just makes me stick needles in myself when I have headaches. So here's where you're going to rub. As we do this, we're going to be in the large intestine and what's coming up, dogma. So we're going to be clearing dogma and the issue that is arising because of this pathology of dogma that is stored in our large intestine. By the way, don't be surprised if you start shitting after this.
Yeah, you probably will start shitting.
This dogma, it's around feeling adequate in the world. So we're conditioned with dogma, which is you've got to follow the rules, right? All the rules, regardless of what the rules are, she's already clearing. Regardless of the rules.
See?
Regardless of the rules. So the rules can be, dogma is all kinds of rules. Societal, patriarchal, government, familial. There's dogma in relationships, in marriages. Mm-hmm. So parental dogma. Mm-hmm. So it creates issues feeling adequate in the world. And our response is that we have to become the best and the most successful. So as a result of this dogma, this programming, this conditioning, the real true programming, right? Dogma is actually real true programming real. And conditioning. We don't feel adequate. And so what do? Well, we've got to be the best. We've got to be the most successful. Yeah. We've got to make the most money, right? But ultimately that's leading us to question, how can I find inspiration and meaning? What do I need to be complete? What do I need to be complete? So ultimately that leads us to question, what do I need to be complete? So there's the dogma. It makes us feel inadequate. We need to become the best and the most successful. But ultimately, all of that is leading to this primary question being reinforced in our brain, which is, what do I need to be complete? Meaning I'm not complete because I'm constantly questioning, what do I need to be complete? Do we have mother child? Yes, we have earth. Now we're going to move into the earth element. Earth is the mother of metal. So this is the predominant issue. So this thing that we're going to be clearing now is what actually led to the dogma and to the feeling inadequate and the needing to be the best and the most successful and ultimately questioning, what do I need to be complete? So this is the source of that installment. And it's in the spleen. So can we show them spleen three? It's kind of hard to show on the sheet. You might have to give them a foot.
I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to give them a foot demonstration. She's going to give you a foot demonstration.
Spleen three. Wait, excuse my dirty bollie feet. Spleen three is just past this bone here. Yeah, just underneath it. Like between the bone and the muscle.
Yep. So spleen three, you're going to do both sides. And the pathology here is heavy. So a feeling of heavy. This is so up in the collective right now, right? We have this feeling of heaviness. It creates issues feeling centered and stable. Our response is a lack of stability. And ultimately, we are questioning, who will give me the support and nourishment that I need? This is the source point, right? So we're in the heavy.
Yeah.
We're in the heavy.
Which makes us not feel centered and stable.
We have a lack of stability. And ultimately we question, who will give me the support and nourishment that I need? So when it comes to money, this is our driving force. Dogma, we've got to follow the rules. And it just feels fucking heavy. Really, really difficult to manifest and to have a relationship with money that stems from a position of neutrality when we feel stuck in the heavy around it. It feels really fucking heavy. And yeah, we're just constantly stuck in the dogma and trying to follow the rules.
Yeah, which is what we were saying before, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm clearing for the whole collective right now.
Yeah. What's the group for becoming a practitioner? If you want to become a practitioner of five element theory, send me a private message on Facebook. We are accepting applications for March practitioners.
Yeah.
And we'll send you a video to watch. And if you're interested at that point, then we'll schedule an interview. Yes. And definitely you can check out the Element Factor. We have a free Facebook group called the Element Factor.
Yeah.
You definitely check that out. There's about six hours of content in there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an overview and a base level understanding of five element theory and how we use it in our practice. So definitely you can check that out. All right. Well, there is a money clear for you.
Yeah.
So that's a little teeny sample of what we do in Ouroboros and how we clear programming and conditioning. And I would say to you, really pay attention to how the rules are showing up, how your rules around money are showing up in the next coming days, because we've cleared that dogma. We are doing Becoming Immortal again in March.
Yeah.
So it will coincide with the next practitioner training. So we will have another round of Becoming Immortal in March.
Exciting.
Every one of our practitioners has been through Ouroboros.
Yeah. All of our practitioners has been through all of Ouroboros. They had to.
It's not a prerequisite, but literally, I don't know that you could even make it there if you hadn't been.
Yeah. What happens if you become immortal? Oh my God. It's cool.
You become immortal.
You become immortal.
That's what's
happening. And actually, me and Leah look completely different.
Yeah, we do.
Since we've been doing it.
Becoming immortal.
We're becoming immortal.
What can we say? It's the magic.
It's the magic.
It's the magic. All right. So I love that we got to do a money clear. I'm super interested to see how impactful this actually will be for you guys. Money clears are really powerful. The beauty about five element theory clearing is that in the coming days and in the, really probably in the coming hours, you're going to start reflecting on some of those things that I just said. And you're going to start reflecting on how dogma has played a role in your relationship with money, the need to follow the rules, the need to follow your family's rules, the need to follow your husband's rules, the need to follow your parents' rules, the need to follow the government's rules, and how that has actually programmed and conditioned you to behave around money. So that's definitely going to come up. And I think we're all feeling the heavy, like the collective is feeling the heavy. Again, don't forget though, that feeling that heavy, it's a choice. Like it's a choice. And you get to make different choices in every day. Life is about choices. You have choices in every moment of every day. And you are not at the mercy of the collective consciousness. You are not at the mercy of the energy of the planet. You get to make a choice in each moment of every day to be empowered and to do things that are in your highest and best good. And that's ultimately what this work is about. It's about stepping into worthiness and deserving around you having the power and you having the ability to make the choices that are actually and ultimately going to shift your life. To that place where you're able to create your heaven on earth experience, to that place where you're able to experience economic freedom, to that place where money is no longer controlling you, where it's no longer an issue, where it's no longer a shackle, where it's no longer a chain, when it moves into a place of neutrality, and then you're able to have a relationship with it as an ally and a resource to help you make the choices that give you ultimate freedom. That's what we're here for. That's literally what this is about. That's why you would do this program. That is why your soul would be screaming at you right now to do this program. Because you want freedom. Because you want choice. Because you no longer want to be held hostage by money or the government or the program. And certainly not by the global financial agenda that simply wants to use you as a commodity. Thing about this is that's so interesting is like I already know that your soul already knows whether or not you're meant to be in this program. Getting an ache in my lower belly, is that normal? Yes, that is your large intestine that is about to clear all of that programming and conditioning from it. It's very common after clears to get cramps. It's very common after clears to get to feel temperature changes, burping, which is what's happening to me right now. You could be tired, right? That's another thing. Definitely care for yourself, drink a lot of water, all that shit that the spiritual people say after spiritual work. But I do think it's good to, yes, running release in your Healy would be amazing. I heard mention about Ouroboros and Leah's weight loss plan. I'm wondering where the connection from money, wealth, consciousness is to body fat or storing weight. This is really interesting. Yeah, so Michelle lost so much weight. I have lost so much weight since I started doing this program. So Michelle's lost 15 kilos, she said. So when we are holding on to programming and conditioning, we hold it as a protection. And we're literally holding. It's just holding. So it's very common after starting Ouroboros to lose a shit ton of just water weight, but then also to lose fat. So, and over the course of the 4 months, we frequently have people losing multiple dress sizes. So that's the thing. Give us a journal prompt surrounding wealth. Well, I mean, my favorite one is literally, what does wealth mean to me? Like, what does wealth mean to me? And what is, and how do I want to step into that? Because wealth isn't just financial. And so what would it mean to be wealthy in all areas of your life? What would it mean to have your ideal of wealth, right? What would it look like to have your ideal of wealth in each area of your life? And really truly go through each area of your life, in your friendships, in your romantic relationships, your romantic or sexual relationships, in your friendships, in your finances, of course, right? In your business, in your purpose work, in your partnerships, in your spirituality. Go through all of the areas of your life that you can identify and ask yourself, what would true wealth in each and every area of these, of my life, look like to me? How would I be showing up in the world? What would be different? What would my choices be if I had true wealth in all of these areas of my life? So many rules flooding to the surface. Yeah, well, here's the thing. We just cleared dogma, you guys, in relation to money. Your whole life is about to change. Like, literally, you guys are all going to wake up tomorrow or go throughout your day today and be like, that rule's bullshit. That rule's bullshit. Why am I following that rule? Who said that was true? Like, clearing dogma in relation to money is actually a big deal. And it's interesting because when we do this clearing, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. And then you guys are all going to walk away from this and be like, what just happened to my life? Like, literally, what just happened? Because all of a sudden I'm seeing everything differently and I'm seeing all the dogma. So any recommendations when a spouse is totally opposite with money paradigms? Did you listen to the part with Sean earlier or did you come in later? My husband was on earlier and we talked about that a little bit. And definitely, if you haven't listened to our episode of my podcast, it's called Money In, no, it's called Magic In, Math Out. Go listen to that. It's can you speak to this? I've started making money regularly and in the lead up, I've put a good stone of weight on. So yeah, I mean, that often has to do with like, where are you afraid of success and where are you holding yourself back? So I would be really interested to see, I mean, Hannah, you just need to get your ass into Ouroboros. I don't know why you haven't been in there in the first place, but literally, like, it's fear of success, right? So now you're making money, but it's like that. I can't have it all. I can't have it all. I can't have health and money and relationship and fun and friends and all the things. It's like, I've got to limit myself. And if I'm going to start deconstructing the wealth programming, then I'm going to start limiting myself in another area, which is another thing that we really focus on Ouroboros. Like, it gets to be a yes to all of the things. It gets to be a yes to wealth in all areas of your life. All areas of your life, it gets to be a yes. Where do I get so much energy? Well, I made a generator. I made a tiny generator that just pumps me full of energy all day long. Yeah. And I have generators. I surround myself with generators. That's actually the truth of how I have so much energy. I surround myself with generators. No. Well, so here's the thing. If you are at a healthy weight, you're not going to lose weight. If you're not holding and storing fat to protect yourself, you're not going to lose weight in the program. All right, people. Well, this was it. Thank you all so much for your time and energy. I really, really appreciate it. I'm so grateful. This was amazing. And I really, really hope to see you in Ouroboros. Remember, there's only 4 VIP spots left. So if you want to work with me individually on your clears, that is the place to be. But say yes. Go do the thing. Go do the thing right now. If your soul is saying yes, you're going to do it. So take the leap, do the thing, sign up, change your life. And that's it. So have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world.
Thanks for listening to this special edition episode. I hope that you loved it. So until next time, this is The Wealth Witch signing off. And remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life. And you are so worthy and so deserving.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.